Grandi says South Sudan has one of the largest number of refugees in the world, with more than 2 million refugees living in the neighboring countries. He says he met with South Sudan First Vice President Dr. Riek Machar and Vice President Rebecca Nyandeng and discussed possible ways on how the refugees can return home safely and live a normal life. Grandi says his 4 days visit to Juba is to engage countries signatory to the Revitalized Peace Agreement on how they can find better solution for the return of refugees to their homes.
In recent months, we have been working with the governments of Sudan and South Sudan to see whether the momentum created by the Revitalized Peace Agreement here and by the Juba Peace Agreement for Sudan, whether these peace agreements offer the opportunities to find some solutions to these multiple problems of displacement.
Grandi says he plans to meet President Kiir to discuss more on the issues affecting the IDPs, after which he will travel to the virus field locations to assess the condition the IDPs are living in. He says he received positive feedback from the Vice President on their leadership commitment to create safe conditions for the refugees to return home. Grandi says he is working with government to ensure the refugees enjoy the services of their nation.
But the bulk remains in exile and needs to see progress in the country, in security, in governance, and eventually also in services and economic opportunities to make the difficult decision to return. That's why we want to work with the South Sudanese government in order for these conditions to be created.
Grandi says about 300,000 refugees have returned and million waits to see a more peaceful and secure South Sudan to return home. In September, the UN Refugee Agency said since the signing of the 2018 Revitalized Peace Agreement, more than 205,000 refugees returned to South Sudan, bringing a total number of returnees to 326,481,000 refugees since November 2017, according to UNHCR data in September last year. I am Viola Elias reporting from Juba.